The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. God has arranged for his Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to be glorified in each one of our trials. We've been talking about Mary and Martha and Lazarus, Jesus' inner circle of friends, and, you know, so Lazarus comes forth with a loud voice, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. What an incredible miracle. Why did Jesus raise up Lazarus when no one present expressed any faith? First, and this is very significant, Jesus did it to glorify the Father. And second, he did it to validate himself as God in flesh. That's why he declared days earlier, and this is the crux of this series of teaching. He declared days earlier, this sickness, and you remember hearing this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Christ knew that the Godhead was to be glorified through this great miracle. So when we take scripture out of context, we miss the essence. I have heard Mary and Martha and Lazarus come forth. I've heard this preach so many times, but the essence, and I'm going to share this again because this is very significant and it's very meaningful that we get a picture, get a visual picture of what's being taught here. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And then there's another very important reason why Jesus raised up Lazarus. It was a secret known only to Mary and Jesus. It was a covenant secret between Mary and Jesus. It had to do with a 1-pound box hidden in her bedchamber. It was a sealed box, a very, very expensive ointment called spikenard. And it was the most precious, costly possession Mary had. She'd been saving it for a special day. Such ointment was used in the embalming process after death. Yet, evidently, Mary didn't give up her precious spikenard, even to embalm her beloved brother. Otherwise, it would have kept Lazarus' body from stinking. Instead, Mary had clutched the box to her heart, declaring, "This is for Jesus, the Son of God." And Jesus knew that. So in the next chapter we read, "Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." This odor didn't just fill the room, it rose all the way to heaven. God saw it as blessed because that odor was the very incense of faith. Mary's gesture was an act of pure faith. This was an expression and a gesture as an act of pure faith. It said to the whole world, "My Savior is going to the cross to die, but I believe he is Lord over both life and death. I may have questioned him before, but I have no questions now." Jesus knows all things, and he knew all along about this precious box that Mary held secret. Now, as she poured out the costly ointment at his feet, he told everyone around him, "Against the day of my burying had she kept this." He also knew that though Mary was tested severely, her faith would come through to touch heaven. Have you come to a hopeless point of desperation in your crisis? I've been there. I shared with my son EJ's a few weeks ago. There is a place called Wits End. You've heard about it. Many of you've never heard about it, but don't forget what we're sharing here. We all come to hopeless points of desperation in various crises. And I ask you, what is your costliest possession? The most precious thing that you have to give to the Lord? It is your faith. More precious than of gold, your costly gift of faith is meant to be poured out at Jesus' feet. Right now, he's asking you to roll away the stone of unbelief. Then you're to stand back in faith and watch him work wonders in your trial. I urge you, my brother and my sister and my listeners, let the incense of your faith rise to heaven where it blesses the Father. He has arranged for his Son to be glorified in our trials. God bless you.